Welcome back to Newsworks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Who do Americans most admire as we turn the page on a new year? The Gallup poll again posed that question, and Editor-in-Chief Frank Newport is here to reveal the results. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Well, how long has Gallup been asking the question?
Well, we ask it right after World War II, but in a systematic fashion, asking about both men and women starting in 1948. A couple of years there where we didn't ask it, but basically going all the way back to 48, we've asked each year Americans to name open-endedly, without prompting, the man and the woman living anywhere in the world they most admire.
Who was it in 48?
1948, it was the president, Harry Truman. That's the year, of course, he defied the pollsters and won election, and a former first lady, Eleanor Roosevelt.
Would it defy pollsters if a president doesn't predictably win that most coveted award?
The president usually, but not always, wins. We can fast forward to today, 2014, and actually it's very similar to 1948 in that the sitting president, Barack Obama, is the most admired man this year, and a former first lady, Hillary Clinton, is the most admired woman, very similar to Harry Truman and Eleanor Roosevelt way back in 48. The president usually wins, as I mentioned, but there are exceptions. When a president is not particularly popular, say in 1980, Jimmy Carter was not popular, and the Pope, Pope John Paul II, won at that point. When Nixon was not popular near the end of his term in 73-74, he did not win. Henry Kissinger won. And back in Harry Truman's day, when he was not popular, generals tended to win, Dwight Eisenhower and Douglas MacArthur.
I understand just this week, President Obama's approval rating went back to 48% approve, 48% disapprove, at least that 500 plateau. Though when it was far below that, was he still considered the most admired man?
That's correct. Even in years when he was not doing as well, say 2010, 2011, he was the most admired man. In fact, he's been the most admired man for all of the years of his presidency. And in the final year of the George W. Bush president, 2008, this was in December when we asked the question, Bush was still president. Obama was president-elect. Obama won then as well. So he's won now for 7 years in a row.
And is there a big gap between him and the also-rans?
Yes, there is a gap. Obama gets 19% of mentions as the most admired man. That is top of mind, 19%. Below him is Pope Francis, who comes in at 6%. So you can see there's quite a gap there. And below Pope Francis this year is Bill Clinton, then the Reverend Billy Graham, George W. Bush, the previous president, and then a bunch of people who get 1% mentions round out the list. That includes, interestingly, for those of us looking ahead to 2016, physician Ben Carson, who's kind of become the darling of conservative Republicans, and then Stephen Hawking, Bill Gates, Bill O'Reilly, Benjamin Netanyahu, and Vladimir Putin. 1% of Americans named Vladimir Putin is the man they most admire, which in and of itself is quite interesting.
Quite interesting. And as you mentioned, Reverend Billy Graham, does he have emeritus status at this point?
He does. He has been on the list more than any other man in Gallup's history. Part of that is because of his longevity. Americans started to name Billy Graham on the top 10 list of most admired men back in the 1950s when he became famous as an evangelical crusader. He was out in Los Angeles, had crowds that had to be turned away, extended his crusade. He was on the front page, the cover of Life magazine and so forth. Well, he's still living, and he's been on the top 10 list 58 times, which is by far more than any other man. Way below him is Ronald Reagan at 31, then Jimmy Carter at 28, and others go down below that.
And presumably some who at one juncture made the top 10 list later became more notorious than admired.
That's right. Bill Cosby, who's certainly been in the news recently and has some relevance to those of us listening to the Philadelphia area, was on the top 10 list, not near the top, but at least he was on the top 10 list back in the 1980s. When he had his sitcom and was a very admired man. And the vice president under Richard Nixon, the former governor of Maryland, Spiro Agnew, remember him? He appeared on the top 10 list for several years in the first term of Richard Nixon's administration. And, of course, in the second term, Spiro Agnew had to resign because it was discovered that he had engaged in financial irregularities using his office as governor and as vice president.
I'm going to guess there's not much surprise as to who ranks the most admired woman.
It is Hillary Clinton, and you say there's no surprise, but Hillary Clinton has been the most admired woman for 17 years out of the last 18. That goes all the way back when she was first lady and then a senator and then secretary of state and now, of course, a private citizen, but one who is widely considered to be pondering running for president. The only time Hillary Clinton hasn't won over the last 18 years was in December of 2001. And that was after 9/11. And in that year, the First Lady, Laura Bush, was named the most admired woman. But Hillary Clinton certainly dominates this list year after year in recent years.
So analogous to the Reverend Billy Graham, who's been on the list more often than not for women?
It is Queen Elizabeth. She has been on the list 46 times, and this is very interesting because, like Billy Graham, she first appeared on the list back in the 1950s. In fact, Queen Elizabeth was on the list when she was Princess Elizabeth. She was already in the news back then before she was coronated as queen. 46 times for Queen Elizabeth on the top 10 list. That's followed by Margaret Thatcher, then Jackie Kennedy, and then Oprah Winfrey at 27 times, and then Hillary Rodham Clinton at 23 times.
As we've learned that first ladies are less often on the list as presidents, I'm wondering who might be perhaps among the more obscure, most admired women.
We look back, and I found one winner, very interesting, Dave, and that was Sister Elizabeth Kenny, who was the most admired woman in the world back in 1951.
Who?
Sister Elizabeth Kenny.
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, she was the most admired woman in 1951. She was an individual, a sister, obviously a nun, who had worked in the medical field, worked on polio research, and had developed a cure of sorts for polio that got very widespread publicity back at that time before the vaccines, because she was seen as having a cure, having worked very hard with polio victims and having a way of putting shrouds around people that was going to cure them of polio. I don't think it worked out that way. And then the vaccines came along, of course, and helped cure polio. But nevertheless, back in 1951, her name came to mind more than any other woman as the person Americans admired most.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.